Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Dot. Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Hey. We got Mom and Hubert. We got Mom and Hubert. Well, let's give another second.
Okay.
I got Mother Hubert. I mean Brother Hubert, but I wrote Mother Hubert. Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Let this get cold again. Oh, no, I drank it that time. All righty, Auntie Dot, you can go ahead and start as everyone starts to join. At least they...
Second key three.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Ibotta has free cashback deals on groceries.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get my
Can
y'all hear?
Yes.
12 years, and he wrought even in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father, like his mother. For he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. And Micha, king of Moab, was a sheep master, and rendered unto the king of Israel 100,000 lambs, and 100,000 rams with the wool. But it came to pass, when he was dead, that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And King Jehoram went out of Samaria at the same time, and numbered all Israel. And went and said to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, The king of Moab hath rebelled against thee. Wilt thou go with me against Moab to battle? And he said, I will go up. I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses. And which way shall we go out? He answered, The way to the wilderness of Edom. So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they fetched a company. 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the host, and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, Alas, the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet, or that we may inquire of the Lord by him? Israel's servants answered and said, Here is Elisha, the Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, The word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, What have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father, and to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, Nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, As the host liveth, for whom I stand, surely, were it not I that regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee, nor see thee. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, Make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, Ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. This is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. Ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones. And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the kings were come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor, and upward, and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red. red as blood. And they said, "This is blood. The kings are surely slain, and they have smitten one another. Now therefore, Moab, to the spoil." And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward, smiting the Moabites, even in their country. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone, and filled it. And they stopped all the wells of water, and fell all the good trees. Only in Kirahaset left they the stones thereof. Howbeit, the slingers went about it, and smote it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom. But they could not. Then he took his eldest son, that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel. And they departed from him and returned to their own land. Second.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing with us 2 Kings 3. One of the things, I mean, we did have some more people join, so let me clock them in. I have, is this Auntie Wally?
Yes.
Hey, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
We have to do that.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Sister Vicki.
Good evening.
Let me just do a full roll call. We just welcome Auntie Wileen, Auntie Betty, Sister Vicki. We also have Auntie Dot, Mother May, Brother Hubert, Sister Shirley, and myself, Angela. Alrighty, well, we just listened to 2 Kings 3. And one of the things I'm going to start doing, and I could have, I just wasn't thinking, is before we start listening to it, we're going to give a quick summary of what it's about so that when we're listening to it, we can resonate with where the scriptures is going. So basically, the only thing that I was able to grasp about 2 Kings 3 was it was talking about Ahab had died and his son was a ruler, although he was not like Ahab, but he still was wicked. So it was kind of telling us about him and the war with the Moabites. But thanks again, Auntie Dot, for sharing that with us today.
Okay.
All right. We just had another call with you, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening. All right. We got almost a full house today. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, so let's get started. One thing I do want to share is just a little housekeeping. If you guys, if you're not speaking and you're able to mute your phones, please do so it doesn't interrupt the speaker at the moment. Let's go ahead and go on with the call today. Just want to welcome everyone to the Nellum Family and Friends Weekly Prayer Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
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 We have a volunteer for the opening prayer with Auntie Betty today. Am I correct?
No.
Auntie Carrie. Oh, I didn't change the name. Auntie Carrie. All righty. Auntie Carrie, we ready? If you got us on mute, we can't hear you.
Yes, I have you on mute. Oh, Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for gathering us together for this time. Lord, we pray that everything that we do it in your name. And, Lord, we just thank you for another day and help us. Health-wise, that we are able enough to listen, to call in, to talk to each other on the line about you. Lord, we just ask that you open up our heart and our mind that we accept these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Auntie Carrie. Our first worship is going to be by Reverend Paul Jones, and it's about I Won't Complain. Let me get that started.
Power on. Committed. We get so caught up in what we're going through, there was complaining. Lord, why me? One day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital. MD Anderson. Walk up and down those corridors. And I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I won't complain. Give him some love as he comes.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. But when I look around and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.
Can I say that one more time?
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless night, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. Ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Lord, and be so good to me. Have you been good? Good to me, more than this whole world, are you could ever be. so good. You know what it is?
Opportunity to share a good word of the Lord. And again, if you are just a listener, just let me know and just say pass when I get to your name. Let's start off with Brother Huber. Yeah, good word you'd like to share.
Yes, I do. I want to share a good word. Would like to cite a child's prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have given me. Thank you for your son that gave us liberty. We know his name, Jesus, the one who died for me, our blessed Savior. His blood has set us free. Forgive us of our trespasses. Wash all our sins away. Fill us with your spirit. Lead us every day. Please bless all our family. They mean.
What happened?
Don't know. Maybe he hit the mute button.
I guess so. Hello. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry we had technical difficulties. The phone dropped.
Okay.
For teaching us to read and all the things they do, the friends we have right now and the ones we don't yet know, bless them every day. And everywhere they go, teach us to love everyone the same and never tell a lie or to curse or steal or blame. We will be careful in whatever we do. We want our lives to be an honor to you. We love you, Lord. We know your love, and we know you love us too. Please keep us safe this whole day through. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert. Next, I have Sister Vicki and a good news you'd like to share with us this evening.
Yes. I'm going to read from Romans 12th chapter and start at verses 4 through 9. for, can you all hear me pretty good?
Yes.
Okay. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, or abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. This scripture has always been dear to me because it's just a reminder of all of us. I mean, it even referenced the branch and the vine. We know God is the vine, we are the branches. And as he spread out the branches, you know, we all have different gifts. We all have different talents. And it's just a reminder that it's only by his grace that we have all these different gifts. But a reminder is that it is not for us to boast in it, but just to accept the gift and use our gifts in humility. And that is being a service. And when we are doing the service and using it to honor God, that he is pleased with us. So it's just one of the scriptures, one of my many that I love, that puts things back in perspective, that God is in charge. He's on the throne. But he did designate us to do different tasks, to do different commands for him. And we are to honor him by using it as servantship, as he showed us how he served us. And that's it. And that's thank you for giving me that opportunity to share it.
Amen.
And thank you for reading out of Romans. Thank you very much. And next we have Auntie Carrie. Do you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I was going to read Psalm 18.
Oh, my God.
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and myself and my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my strength in whom I will trust, my buckle, and the horns of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrow of death compasses me, and the flood of ungodly men make me afraid. The sorrow of the compassion is about me, and the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I call upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice, and in his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Next, I have Mother May.
Yes, I'm coming out of Matthew 14:13-21. When the men are greater than resources. Have you ever been in a situation where the demand of life seemed to overwhelm and the resources available to you? Perhaps it seemed as if your physical, mental, and spiritual strength was depleted, and you wondered how you were going to make it. Many face this same crisis in today's society. Mother abandoned newborn babies because the demand of raising a child are greater than the resources they have to meet them. Young people smoke crack or marijuana to escape the reality that life demands are greater than the resources they have to meet them. Jesus' disciples experienced such a time as well. When Jesus called on them to find food for 5,000 people, they told him, "Jesus, that is a nice thought, but all we have are 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 people." What the disciples failed to realize was that their analysis was correct. But their solution was all faith. The demand of the situation exceeded their resources, but the solution was not to send people way hungry. The disciple made a critical mistake by focusing on their ability to feed the 5,000, not God. They started rationalizing instead of praying. They started doubting instead of looking to Jesus to come up with the solution. When we have Jesus among us, no one has to go away empty-handed. When we have Jesus in our lives, the word tells us that God will supply all our need according to his riches. With Jesus in our lives, we will never want because God will open doors that we cannot see. The word tells us that if we lack anything, we should petition God, who gives graciously. We should not doubt that God is going to supply the need, because he will not withhold any good thing from those who walk upright. Instead, we need to do as Paul encouraged us. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Take your need to God, and as you leave them at the altar, walk away thanking him for supplying your need. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right, and next I have Auntie Betty, any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, Sarah did mine. I'm coming out the book of Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because he bent down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. Death wrapped its rope around me. The terror of the grave overtook me. I saw only trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, save me. How kind the Lord is. How good he is, so merciful, this God of ours. The Lord protect those of childlike faith. I will face in death, and he save me. Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. And so I walk in the Lord's presence as long as I live here on earth. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Auntie Betty, out of 116?
Yes. 116.
Yeah.
Psalm 116.
116. All right, thank you, Auntie Betty. Next, I have Auntie Wileen. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes.
Okay. How about you, Auntie Dot?
I'm coming out of Psalm 37, verse 34 to 40. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. And he shall excel thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spinning himself like a green bay tree. Yet passed away, and he was not. I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace, but the transgressing shall be restored together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation, the righteousness is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms 37, Auntie Dot. And then I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I am going to share the 23rd Psalm, and I'm going to read it from the Contemporary English Version. As a child, this was the first psalm that I learned, and I have used it throughout my lifetime. Anytime that I'm in trouble or alone or whatever, this is the psalm that strengthens my heart. David, when he wrote this psalm, he was giving praise to God because he had been running from King Saul. King Saul was trying to kill him. And Nathaniel, his brother, I mean his son, was trying to protect David. And this is the song he wrote. You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water, and you refresh my life. You are true to your name, and you lead me along the right path. I may walk through valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid. You are with me, and your shepherd's rod make me feel safe. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live forever in your house, Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms 23. Amen. All righty, well, we're going to move right along to our sick and shut-in. And before, I just want to see, do we have anyone we need to remove from the list? Do we have anyone we want to add to the list? All righty, then.
Sandra, I'm sorry. I had it on mute. Can we add our niece's mother, Marilyn Tompkins, to the list?
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Angela, you have my daughter, Annette, and she is doing very good back at work. You have the Lewis family.
Oh, great.
You can on, but you can take my daughter's name off.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Lord. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, Sister Shirley, I have you on. Am I keeping you on too?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen, amen.
We missed you.
All righty. Well, Angela forgot to find a really beautiful prayer, but I'm going to go with what I have here. If you'll go, please bow your head. Heavenly Father, we need your divine intervention in our lives. We need you to empower our bodies with your holy presence and for your hands to help our minds to soothe all our pain, Father. In heaven, we pray to you today with our heart heavy with concerns for Loretta Simmons, Willie T. Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Elijah Huffman, Freddie Williams, Jane Richardson, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Tandra Richardson, Jackie Johnson, Joseph, Caroline, Marianne Lowe, Brian and Nafia, Traymark, Nasir Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, Sister Vicki Huffman, Arafa, which is Hazel's mom, Marilyn Tompkins, Lowe family and friends, that includes Mary Lowe and Hubert Lowe. Amen.
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 Amen. We want no reason, Father, for it to, for their sickness to escalate. So hence we pray that you attack the sickness at its roots and cleanse their body, Father God, with your holy blood and all manner of remains of the sickness in their body. On their 2 feet, Father, will they stand for the rest of their life. Never again will they be harmed by any sickness in any form. We thank you for cutting away the ailment and also for the protection that you offer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 All righty. Moving right along, it's that time for birthdays. And I have a Cedric and an Ariel Williams on the 20th, which is today. And then we are going to acknowledge the late Daniel Lowe birthday on July the 21st. Are there any other birthdays for the 21st? Yes. Any other birthdays, November 20th through the 26th? Okay, let me see who's the fortunate person to sing happy birthday today. Ah, Sister Vicki, would you do us the honor?
Me?
Yeah.
I'll just do a short version. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, you are special. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 All righty. So I hope you guys brought some beautiful verses for this week, knowing that the upcoming week is Thanksgiving. But if not, verses, a testimony, a poem, or song, or a praise report will just do fine. If you don't have anything else to share, please just stay past. Let's start off with Auntie Dot.
I pass.
All righty. Mother May.
I pass.
Oh, my feet. Brother Hubert.
I like the message real quick. I'd like to make a request. Auntie Betty, do you mind singing God Brought Us Back Together Again one more time?
God Brought Us Back Together one more time. Okay.
Hey, thank you.
You want me to sing it now? Or wait till you get my name.
Now?
Oh.
Oh, put it into your name.
She can be next.
Okay.
Go ahead. One more time, God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Yeah. One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time, yeah. One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time, yeah. One more time. One more time, God has allowed us to stir together one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time, God has allowed us to stir together one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen. Amen.
I pass.
Just like to thank, was that Auntie Betty that did the song?
Yes.
Okay. I just like to thank her for that because we got a lot to be thankful for no matter what's going on in our lives, but we still have God as our mediator, correct? So we got him.
Yeah.
And so the song, the scripture that just confirming what you just sang is Psalm 133 and just one verse, verse 1. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Man.
And that just culminated that song that you did. Amen. We know that God is in the midst.
Amen.
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 Baby, I will go next, and I'm going to come out of Psalms 136, 1 through 3. Give thanks to the Lord. For he is, his love endures forever. Give to the God of God, his love endures forever. Thanks to the Lord of Lords, forever. Reflection of thanks. God knows this. Just a second, let me leave background noise. God calls his children completely, prepares them from the beginning of history, marriage, employment, or whatever else he has in mind for them. This is of this knowledge, and in spite of a hostile world, God weaves into the fabric of our lives all the characteristics we need to grow and thrive. Women of color, even though your upbringing may have been characterized by ups and downs, thankful that God in his wisdom
knew exactly what you need, would need, when you would become a parent. As you grow up understanding God's wisdom, you gain courage, knowing that you are loved, accepted by God. You depend on God. You move away from dependence on God for his knowledge. The knowledge is too wonderful. This is out of Psalm 139 for us to fail, but always available for us to accept. Faith. I did want to give an update on Loretta. I spoke with her yesterday. She sounded really good. Again, she's still having good and bad days, but she said she was doing somewhat better. So I did want to give that update. But I, too, have a request. Since we will be acknowledging Daniel's birthday on tomorrow, I would like to request that Hubert sing Daniel's favorite song.
Amen.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, nor my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that. That concludes our
round,
our second round. Did I get you, Auntie Carrie?
I passed.
Okay. Well, Hubert wanted to know, Auntie Baby, did you have anything else you wanted to ask since he kind of jumped in on you? Auntie Daddy?
Hi.
Okay, well, that completes our second round. So what I'm going to do at this moment is, do I have the chance here to read or play the readings of 2 Kings 4?
I'll do it.
Okay, thank you. And how about the opening prayer? Any volunteers for the opening prayer? Okay, how about the closing prayer? I volunteer for the closing prayer.
Betty.
All right, thank you, Auntie Betty. All righty. And then, the next song that I have is Tell God Thank You. I think it's very appropriate as we move into the holiday season of Thanksgiving. So here we go.
Make sure you tell God thank you. Make sure you tell God thank you for all
God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your great power and your love, Father God. We confess our needs for you. Our lives don't go so well when we just spin around on our own. We may struggle and worry. We may get weary and worn out, yet you never leave us, Father. Thank you for your presence. We thank you for your care and your protection over us. We thank you that you breathe renewal right into our souls, Father God. We ask for your spirit to fill us, to draw us close to you, and to work your purposes through us as we set our eyes on you every day, every morning, every noon, and every night. Father God, we give you all the praise and all the glory and stand true to your promises. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, Lord.
Dear Lord, we come together one more time to give you the thanks, the honor, and the praise due your name. You brought us together, Lord, and we're thankful. You woke
thank
us
you.
Up, brought us in our right mind, and we're
mm-hmm.
grateful. Help me, O gracious Father. Help us to not be caught up in religion, but to
amen.
Be caught up in spirit.
Amen.
Your Holy Spirit, that I might be more effectual in my prayers and be obedient to you. I
yes.
want to serve your divine purpose. We want to serve your divine purpose. Lord, and do what is good and right in your sight. Allow us, dear Lord, to live in your light and the love that you have for me, for us. Show us how to be helpful to your kingdom. Show
amen.
Us how to live a life of a constant praise to you. Bless Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
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 That concludes our call for today. To just say amen, that everyone has a wonderful giving to family and friends. Don't eat too much, but enjoy. And have a wonderful week.
Have a Thanksgiving.
Have a Thanksgiving to you all, and have a blessed one.
Yes, yeah. Have a blessed.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Yes.
Love you,
love you guys too.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.